Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Are you able to hear me all right?
Yes.
Please join me in singing the Anabakoa.
Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tati, Zerra. Alafet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Tufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Givavat Shalim Shun Gimel Dalet Kaf Shin. The sequence Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to utilize it to take any part of our body that it needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it will be cleansed, where it will be healed, where it will be rejuvenated, and then return it to the body in its new, recreated, pristine state, where it will again do its job and is to do. Barche Tacharem Rachame Sitkata Dami Gam Lame Beset Reish Body Shop. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf, that created the planets we call the suns, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the Leo, Ophim. Together they have a gematria of 219. I'm sorry, together they have a gematria of 29. But when we add the kolel for each letter, it becomes 31, which is the Hebrew word El, which is one of the names of God, dealing with the level of Bina. But if we look at those letters, Aleph Lamed, Aleph represents unity and oneness. Lamed represents teaching. And the significance of the month of Av is we're able to learn, to be taught unity. Even though the energy of the month appears to be a duality, in the first 10 days is one energy, the last 20 days is a more positive energy. It's being able to see the unity between these two different energies. That's what the letters of the month help us and assist us in doing. Pasin kadosh Spirit to Kesufet Tetnonayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pinei Zokre Kibushata Yusim Obamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodol Deya Sa Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yotaf. We're reading from the verse from Samuel Beth. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael u'tati v'shaka ta'ata v'lo yirgaz o'z v'lo yosif he'av la'la anot ha'ash. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. Since tonight's class is a Zohar class, we'll be reading those verses momentarily. The way to find the handout for tonight is to go to the Hashem website, click on the Revealed Wisdom link in the red bar at the top. It's in the middle of the link, middle of the red bar. When that opens up, scroll down to the matrix. It's the first row, the right column. That's the link to the Zohar pages. When you click on that link, it'll open up to the list of all of the different Zohar pages. You need to scroll down to the Book of Numbers, the Book of Bamidbar, and then underneath that you'll find the link to the Parasha of Balak. When you click on Balak, it'll open up to a page where at the top it talks about section 6, and section 6 being connected to the Parasha of this week, which is Devarim. We're doing this part 2 of section 6. So please click on that, and it will open up to Pasuk 43. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunanei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunaneihu. Patach v'yamar hechacham einav b'rosho v'gomer v'ki ba'an atareinu. Tibarna Shela Barosho Dilma Begufo Obidroeya Siapik Lechaham Yatir Mikol Sene Alma Elakira Akihu Zwadai Ditnan La Yachach Barnash Begilu Tereisha Dalid Amot Mem Tet Dishkinta Sharya Al Resheya Wekal Chachim Eno Milo Verosho Inun Sehahu Visheria Vekaima Al Resheya. He opened the discussion with the verse, "The wise man's eyes are in his head." He inquires, "It says in his head. Are the eyes of a man in any other place? Are they in his body or in his arm that the wisest of men is letting us know? But the meaning in the scripture is surely this, that we were taught a person should not walk more than 4 cubits. With an uncovered head. Why is this? It is because the Shekhinah dwells upon his head, and any wise man's eyes and thoughts are in his head. That is upon that which dwells and remains over his head, which is the Shekhinah. I am adding, the person opening the pasuk is the Anuka. And I probably should bring you up to date. This is a continuing a section that is titled the Anuka. And the translation of Yanuka is child. There are two rabbis, Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Yehuda, who have gone to the home of Rabbi Hamuna Saba. And it is clearly in the physical world that this is taking place. And there is a child there who had smelled that they had not said the Shema, and they explained it was because they had done another mitzvah, and so they were exempt from saying the Shema that morning at the appropriate time. This is the Yanuka continuing this discussion, answering a previous question. Pasuk 44. Vekad eno taman lin dadahu mehora de ad li areshea itzterich lemishcha begin de gufab de barnash ihu petila unhora ad li leela ushlomo. Malkatsava Viamar Shabi Wishemin Aroshka Al Yaksar Bihanahura Divrosho Itzterich Lamishha Weinun Ovadin Tavan Wead Hechachamina Brosho. When his eyes are there on the head, which is the Shekhinah, he should be aware that the light that is lit over his head needs oil. Since the person's body is the wick, and the light is lit on the top in the wick, King Solomon cried out and said, "Let your head lack no oil," since the light in his head requires oil. And that is good deeds. About this, he says, the wise man's eyes are in the head and in no other place. I am adding, oil is a code word for wisdom of the left. This is desire for wisdom. The pasuk is explaining that wisdom will only come to one who does good deeds. This means to share. The sharing a person does is what creates a vessel to reveal the actions of the person, which draws the light of wisdom from the right column to fulfill the desire for wisdom. This implies that someone who studies Torah but does not live Torah does not truly receive wisdom. Please contemplate this well. Pasuk 45. Atun hakimin v'day shekinta sharya aleshaychu hech lai ashkachtun l'hai diktiz v'asita v'richim v'gomer l'kar sheitzela. Chamishkan ha'echad wa'chamisha sarichim lekar she'tzela. Chamishkan ha'shenit ha'echad v'chashenit amar kira shelishit urvit la'amar kira deha. Echad v'shenit dachashivu sitrein sitrin ukich aved hushpana sitrein ilein
You are certainly wise men, and the Shekhinah dwells upon your heads. How is it that you have not noticed what is written? And you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle. The first and second side of the tabernacle are mentioned in the scripture, but the third and fourth sides are not mentioned in the scripture. For the first and second of the two sides are the reckoning of the two sides, right and left, which are Chesed and Gevurah, that are called two hands. And the third, which is on the west, he does not count, since it only receives from these two sides. Therefore, he has counted only for these two that are the secret of the two hands. My commentary. The Yanuka is answering the question that is asked in Pasuk 42 of section 6. In the verse that Rabbi Yitzhak questioned, it speaks of 5 boards in the north and south. But there's 2 other sides, and Rabbi Yitzhak was asking about the west. And for your information, the east side is the Holy of Holies, so it does not need the boards on the east side. And the explanation from the Anuka is that the west is Malchut. It has no light of its own. It receives what it receives only from the other Sefirot, which in this case represents Chesed and Geburah, just the two of them. And later we'll be learning that Malchut is actually only fed from Chesed, Geburah, and Tiferet. And then Malchut makes up the fourth leg of any support system. This implies that Netzach, Hod, and Yesod are not as important, and that is not really a true statement, because Netzach and Hod is where prophecy comes from, and Yesod is the only way you can get through to Malchut. Verse 46. Atu inun un shakuhu baka Rabbi Yehuda ve'amar Rabbi Shimon zaka ahu lakach zaka adara deha biskutach afilu Yanuke deve ravinun zinarin ramahin takifinatat imeya amralon rabotai bematu minaihu latishkehu alberiela feenataba amrula Zaka Ulaka Ita Keshera Ita Berira Mikol She'ar Nashim Sehaku Chabrihu Sarir Hulaka Wearin Diglach Alkol She'ar Nashim Di Alma. They approached and kissed him. Rabbi Yehuda cried and said, Rabbi Shimon, praised is your lot, and praised is your generation. Since because of your merit, even school children are high and mighty mountains. His mother approached and said to them, My teacher, I beg of you, look at my son only with a benevolent eye. They said to her, Praised is your lot, worthy woman. You are a distinguished woman above all other women. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, chose your lot and raised your banner over all the other women of the world. I am adding,
When one praises someone, there is a danger that the words of praise might have the ayin hara associated with it. Ayin hara is evil eye. This is especially true regarding children. And that is why the mother is concerned about the words of praise given by Rabbi Yehuda. Pasuk 47. Amar Yanuka Ana La Mistafena Meena Bisha Divar Nuna Rabba Vayakira Ana Unu Neala Unu Nala Gachil Meena Bisha Diktiv Weib Gularo Bekerev Haaretz Maila Rov Leaska'a Aleinan Wekaneinan Madagim Tiyama Maya Hafe Hafe Alehom Veleitena Isha Vagomer Laro Vadai Bekerev Haaretz Vagoy Beneena Nasha Alara Amru Bira Malaka De Hashem Leit Bana Eina Bisha Wila Mesitra De Eina Bisha Tenan Vekucha Barichu Hape Allah Begad Po I'm noticing there's this one word in the Aramaic that starts with a dalet, and then it has two yuds with vowels that are the vowels of the word Elohim. And that is the way the name of Hashem has been written ever since the printing press. And I pronounced it Da Hashem. I could pronounce it Da'iya, but as we read the translation, it might be interesting to note if they do translate it as Hashem. Because for most people, they would say the Zohar was written way before the printing press, either 1600 years or 500 years before the printing press. And so how could it be that they would use this nomenclature of Yud Yud? But the truth is that nomenclature is used by people in their writings way before the printing press. It's a very common way, because the way Hashem's name is truly to be written is with the 8-letter interspersed letters, Yud, Dalet, Wav Dalet, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and you take those two names and intersperse the letters, those 8 letters start with a Yud and end with a Yud. And that is the reason that the printer, the first printer who said there's less, I need, or not that he needed, but he was trying to save the idea of printing God's name that might be thrown away. So he used these two yuds as the shortcut, and everybody knew what he was talking about. And then over the 400 or 500 years after that, people lost the understanding of why that was done, because then nobody ever discussed it. The rabbis just assumed they knew it, and as generation after generation, it got lost. Continuing. The child said, I am not afraid of the evil eye, since I am a son of a great and worthy fish, and a fish has no fear from the evil eye, as is written, and let them grow into a multitude.
in the midst of the earth. What is multitude? That includes also the eye, meaning to say that no harm shall befall them due to the evil eye. We were taught, just like a fish in the sea, that the water acts as a cover for them, and no evil eye has an effect on them. So the evil eye will have no power over them. Therefore, it is multitude assuredly. In the midst of the earth means within the people that are dwelling on the land, meaning that the evil eye will not harden them, even though they are not covered as are fish. They said to him, Son, angel of Hashem, we do not have an evil eye, and neither do we come from the side of the evil eye. The Holy One, blessed be He, covers you with His wings. The Yanuka is indicating that his father is both a soul connected to Pisces and from the tribe of Joseph, which means either the tribe of Manasseh or Ephraim, because the tradition holds that Joseph is not vulnerable to the evil eye, and all of his children and all of his descendants have no fear of the evil eye. Verse 48. Patach v'yamar ha-malach ha-goel oti mikol ra yivarech v'gomer ha-kira amar yatob beruach kucha yiberuach kucha al-razad ha-chmeta yisbeach ha-malach Kare Leia Malach, but we're Kare Leia Shema Nacharamin Akamai Ikre Malach Elakad Yihu Shalicha Milela Bekabilat Zohara Migoy Aspaklach Tas As Pachlaria Dilela Big Dain Mevarchin Abba Weimalehai Amrela Berati Zili Nituri Vete Tiki Dile Vete Aki Avidi Levetech zili v'zunilon, zili dehau alma diltata, mechakelach b'nei becha mechafan, mezona minach, halach kolma, tetit tarchi l'mechavlon. He opened the discussion with the verse, The angel who redeemed me from all evil, blessed. Jacob said this verse in the Holy Spirit, and if he said it to him in the Holy Spirit, it must contain the secret of wisdom. The angel, he asks, he calls Malchut an angel, and calls it also other names. Why has he here called her Malchut, an angel? He replies, it is only when Malchut is a messenger from above and receives splendor from the mirror above that Abba and Ima bless her and say to her, My daughter, go and watch your home, meaning the world. Visit your household. That is what you should do to your household. Go and sustain them. Go, since the world below waits for you, and the members of your household are waiting for food from you. You have all you need to give to them. Then Malchut is called an angel, which also has the meaning of messenger. I am adding, Malchut is spoken of as having no light of its own. Yet sometimes Malchut is filled with the light of wisdom, and then it is called by Jacob an angel or a messenger. This occurs when Torah is lived by a tzaddik. His malchut has the light of wisdom, in my opinion. Verse 49. Weitema lehabakama dukteikre malach wilate lemezan amin weot vishma salazan amin elabishma shahashem hakiyu wadai kachaliyah. Migoy apa weima, ikre malach, seke one dishari, al dupin, al tirain, kiruvin, adonai shemeya. You may wonder that we find that Malchut is called angel in several places, and yet is not sent to sustain the worlds. Furthermore, with this name angel, she does not sustain the worlds, but rather by the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. He responds, it definitely is so. When she is an emissary from Abba and Ima, she is called angel. And when she is at rest in her own place over the two cherubs, Adonai is her name. I am adding, this verse is very deep. It is referring to the concept of what we call what caused the tzimtzum. When Malchut rises to the level of Bina, usually the desire to receive is lessened. This is explained with the name Malach, an angel. When she is filled with the light of wisdom, her name is Adonai. Pasuk 50. The Moshe Kadit Chaze Le'ah Bekad Meta Ikre Malach Le'Yakov La'it Chaze Haki Elah Begub Dama Dikti Verachel Ba'ada Diyukta Terachel achara diktiv ko amar Hashem ko berama nishma v'gomer Rachel mebaka albaneha Terachel ba'a sitamim hatzon dargin dila Asher la'aviha wadai v'kuhu itmanun v'itpaktun bidahat kiroa kihi min haga lom v'itpakta alayhu. When the Shekhinah first appeared to Moses, she is called an angel. As it says, and the angel of Hashem appeared to him in the flame of fire. To Jacob, she did not appear like that, except in a likeness, meaning in Rachel below, who is the likeness of Rachel above, which is Malchut. It is written, Rachel came, which is the form of another Rachel above, which is Malchut, as it is written. Thus says Hashem, a voice is heard in Ramah, Rachel weeping for her children. This Rachel is the secret of Malchut. Here too, Rachel came, unspecified, indicates Malchut, with sheep. These are the levels of Malchut. Her fathers, surely since Abba, that is Hachma, established the daughter, which is Malchut, and all, that is, all the worlds were appointed and assigned to her hands, for she kept them. She also leads them and has been assigned over them. This Zohar Pasuk answers the question, is there life on other planets? The answer is yes. Does this life have free will? This is not answered here. It also indicates that there are many worlds with life. This pasuk also indicates an error in the way most of us speak about Malchut. We say it is our physical world, and this pasuk indicates that there is a spiritual level called Malchut above our physical world. Remember, everything is always relative. Pasuk 51. Wehaki b'moshe ketiv ayera malach Hashem elav labat esh ve'itema yatiru shevacha ve'Avraham delach ketiv fe'ya malach elav ayera Elav Hashem be'elone, Mamre v'gomer, Hatam be'Avraham, Itchazelea, Adonai be'alef, Dalet, Begin divrahu, Zimna kabil, Faritumma behawa, Itchazei ad, Shean mineya, itchaze leya, ribon v'shalit, v'haki itchaze, dehakiden b'ahu, darga itkashar, v'la yatir ufkich, v'ishma di'adon, ribon aleya. So it was written about Moses, and the angel of Hashem appeared to him in a flame of fire. Since the first time, Malchut appeared to him in the aspect of an angel, as mentioned above. And that is more important than the vision of Jacob, that was only a likeness. You might say that Abraham's praise is greater than his, since no angel is mentioned in relation to him. But rather, and Hashem appeared to him by the yoke of Mamre. He responds, the name of Adonai appeared to Abraham, which is with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, as it is written, my master, pass not away, I pray you from your servant. It is because during this period he received the covenant, and what was concealed from him up to then was presently visible to him, the master and the ruler, which is Adonai. He was worthy of that since he was then connected to that level, Malchut. But note further, therefore Hashem was revealed to him by the name of master and ruler, that is by the name of Adonai. I am adding, this pasuk is establishing for us the relative relationships of the Sefirot of Chesed and Tiferet. Jacob is above Abraham, and Tiferet is above Chesed and Geburah. Yet every tree diagram you will ever see shows otherwise. This is the wise teaching of Rabbi Ashlag is shown to be correct. Rabbi Ashlag's teaching is don't look at a diagram of the tree of life. It will only limit and confuse you. One other comment that I didn't write. Mamre, which comes as in this verse, very sheet 18:1. Mamre is a code word that has a gematria of 281, which is the gematria of Mansapach, the five final letters, plus the kolel. That verse in Bereshit is referring to the end days. It's also referring to the change of levels, because
as you grow spiritually and you grow from one level to the next, step by step, each step has an end time. It has an end aspect. It's obviously not the final end, but it's part of the process. And when that you reach that end, there are things that happen with the Sefirot where you have to literally return to the Keter in order to be regenerated, rejuvenated in energy to go to the next level. And spiritually, you have to lose what you have in order to grow. And that's a part of the study of the 10 luminous emanations. It's a very deep aspect to understand. Pasuk 52.
Aval Moshe Dila Hawa Seya Peruda Sikti Moshe Moshe Dila Pascha Sa'ama Kima Dikti Avraham Avraham Sipaska Tama Begin Dehashta Shelim Madila Hawa Mikat Matena Sarishu it Bain Abraham Sehashta Le Abraham Sekad Meat Meta Aval Moshe Miat Deit Yalid Aspaklaria Senahara Hala Imea Dikis Watere Oto Kito Hu Bukti Vayar Elohim Eta Or Kito Moshe Miad Itkeshar Bedarga Dileya Ukif Moshe, Moshe, Willa Afsik Ta'ama. However, there was no division in Moses, as it is written. Moses, without any dividing mark, as it is written regarding Abraham. Abraham, Abraham, with a separating punctuation mark to make a division. The division mark alludes to the second Abraham, who is now perfected, which was not the case with the earlier Abraham. There is a difference between Abraham at present to Avram of the past. However, at the instant Moses was born, the shining mirror was already with him, which is the light of Zeranpin, as it is written. And when she saw that he was goodly, it is also written, and Elohim saw the light that it was good, which alludes to Zeranpin. Here too, goodly alludes to Zeranpin, because Moses was immediately connected to his own level, that is Zeranpin. Therefore it says, Moses, Moses, without a separating punctuation mark between Moses and Moses. I am adding, there is always room to grow. Moshe started as the chariot for Netzach and grew to the level of God, thereby surpassing both Abraham and Jacob in the spiritual level. This verse is explaining some of the trope that people have to read. In the verse where the Abraham's name is repeated, the reader is supposed to say Abraham and pause slightly before he says Abraham. But in the verse that's describing Moses, there's no pause. The reader says Moses, Moses. And this is teaching us about the differences in the people and their process of correction. But it's also teaching us about us. Excuse me.
I'm going to stop there because there's a meaning to the cough. Verse 53. Wead legabe simoshe azir garmeya diktiv malach Hashem Yaakov karalea v'sha'ata dehawa salik me'alma malach memtet begin divhahi sha'ata hawa yalit la l'shalta'a Moshe b'chayan Yaakov levatar Desalik me'alma Moshe b'kufa Yaakov beruach berucha Zaka ahulaka Demoshe. Therefore, Malchut reduced herself towards Moses, who was always on the level of Zeranpin, as it is written, the angel of Hashem, and not her own name, since Malchut receives from Zeranpin. Jacob called Malchut at the time he departed from the world by the name of angel, like Moses. What is the reason? At that time he was inheriting her to rule, as Moses did, since Moses joined with Malchut during his lifetime. But Jacob was joined with her only after he departed from the world. Moses was with Malchut while still in his body, Jacob only in spirit, after it left the body. Praised is the lot of Moses. Pasuk 54. Hagoel oti mikal ra, tila ikeriv, le'al min legabe, sitra dira, wela yakil ra l'shalta'a, be'ya uvarech et hane'arim, kiden Yaakov hawa metaken, le'be'te'ya, Kibar nash diazim, repeita hata, takain la, betikunyo, kashet, la bekishuto, givarech et hanearim, inum de ishtamodan, inum de itpakdan, Al-alma le'it mashka, minai hu birkan, sirein kiruvin, inun v'ikare, bahem shemi hashta, atkin beteya, le'ihu istalak bedargeya. Begin the Hibura, Beyako, Pawe, Kufa, Istavach, Baatar, Deit, Terif, Udrain, Teroin, Behadea. Who redeemed this from all evil? Meaning that he never composed to the side of evil, and evil had no domination over him, lest the lads, prior to his departure, Jacob established his household, meaning Malchut, like a person who moves to a new house, who makes his own arrangements and decorates it, lest the lads, that means the known lads, who were appointed over the world, so as to draw blessings from them. These are the two cherubs, Memtet and Sandalphon, and let my name be named on them, meaning Tiferet, the quality of Jacob. Now that he constructed his abode, which is Malchut, and he rose to his own level, which is Tiferet, since Malchut is connected with Jacob, who is Tiferet,
The body, which is Tiferet, is joined where it should, meaning in Malchut, with two arms with it. This is the names of my fathers, which are Chesed and Gibul Rah, also known as Abraham and Yitzhak. Pasuk 55. Levatardinun ne'arim mitfartan kad kayaut kedein ve'idgu laro bekerev haaretz archa denunin li'aska'a goymayin ve'inachtan migoymaya le'yapeshta miyad me'fin Dilein lav hakin, ela inu min yama, rabba uskidu, dilhon di afasha, u aske bekerev, haretziu, madile taki lekfol nunin, di alma. After these lads, Metatron and Sambophon are blessed as required, then let grow into a multitude, like the fish in the midst of the earth, since it is the manner of fish to multiply and be fruitful inside water. If they leave the water for dry land, they soon die. These are not like that. They are, however, from that great ocean, meaning from Malchut. Their increase is by being fruitful and multiplying in the land, meaning in the lower worlds that are drawn down from Malchut, which is not the case for all the fish in the world. Pasuk 56. Et Yosef Wayomar Welashkechan Leya Hakabirkan Tehalevatar Barich Leya Dikti Ben Porat Yosef Elakevan Devarich Leilene Arim Le Yosef Barich Tehalayafli Leish Barka Ela Migoy Yosef, Migoy, Tehu Bitzbiru, Wela Itchaze, Leitgala, Kiti Bitzbiru, Vayikare Bahem, Shemi Lashem Avotai, Min Ha'avot, Mitbarkan Vela Me'atar, Achara bekerev haaretz da'u kisuya l'chol par'ah ma de'itz terif. It is written therefore, it is written before, and he blessed Joseph and said, yet we don't find any blessings here. It is only later that he blessed him, as it says, Joseph is a fruitful bough. He responds, it is because by blessing these lads, he also was giving a blessing to Joseph. They could only be blessed through Joseph, since Malchut has nothing of her own except what Joseph, who is Yesod of Zeranpin, gives her. Therefore, he gives his blessing to Joseph, who bestowed it on Malchut, and Malchut to the lads, which are Metatron and Sandalphon, because Yesod is hidden, and it is improper to uncover it, for fear that the foreskin should come near and suckle from it. It is written in a hidden form, because, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers. They are blessed from the fathers, who are Chesed, Geburah, and Tiferet, and from no other place. In the midst of the earth, that is the cover, to cover that which needs covering, which is Yesod, that Malchut is called earth, covers. Therefore, Joseph is also alluded to in the scriptures.
However, it is a hidden way. That is a different explanation than the one mentioned nearby. Pasuk 57. Atu shaku kamil kadmi namru havu b'ni ibris amari hu ani avarech tekol ma dishmatun ad hakaminai hawa v'akayem b'itovayin u'yivorach sare be'ya yivarech mem tet b'kin d'natan melach mo da lad ladal melach ma umech la yoraita dili akal tu namara bi Yehuda viradechima tikut shabarichu hatanenan ba'al habayit Botsea v'yorea mivarech ala v'yana ba'al habayit v'lavatu norchin aval kira ashkachna v'yakayem leya v'ha'anato ayin v'day b'la sha'ilu Tilchon amena ad hashta v'lachma umechla dilei akaltun.
They approached and kissed him again. They said, let us bless. I will say something. Since everything that you've heard up until now, you've heard from me. And I shall fulfill in me. He that has a generous eye shall be blessed. Pronounce it shall blessed. What is the reason? For he gives of this bread to the poor. And you ate and received my bread.
I'm
getting blood all of a sudden, so I'm going to change the controls to ask a question for me to press star. For he gives of the bread to the poor. And you ate and received my bread and the victuals of the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda said, Beloved Son of the Holy One, blessed be he. Were we not taught that the master of the household cuts the bread and the guest says the blessing after the meal? He replied to them, I am not the master of the household, and you are not guests. However, I shall fulfill the verse that I have found, since I certainly have a generous eye. Without your request, I spoke of new insights in the Torah until now, and you ate my bread and food. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk about the recommended way to deal with the decision on who reads from the Berakat HaMazon at the end of a meal. It is a guest. We also learn about how that decision is made. Look for new Torah insights from your guests rather than your own teachings. The previous verses were very straightforward, so there was no commentary by me necessary. That's the end of our hour. That's the end of this section. We will continue this probably next year, because on Saturday, our Zohar class will be on the Parasha of Vayetchanan. That class will start at 8:30 Saturday night. Tonight at 11 p.m., all these times are West Coast times. At 11 p.m., we will start our all-night study in honor of the Arizal, in honor of the Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria, because tonight and tomorrow is his Hilulah. It's the fifth day of the fifth day of the fifth month. During the class, we will discuss that. What is the meaning of that? What is the energy of that day? And why it is such a positive day in the midst of the 3 weeks? And why the Ari chose to leave on this day? Sunday morning at 10:30, we have a class where we will begin our study of Teshuvah. We have a lot of material to cover over the 7 weeks. And we will do that every Sunday morning from this point forward. Monday at 5 o'clock, there is no class, since it is the Tisha B'Av. But at 7 o'clock Monday night, we will, actually at 7:30 Monday night, we will have a class where we will be playing the scroll of Ecclesiastes, Lamentations. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will have our class in Advanced Reincarnation. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, our class will be on questions and answer. I'm getting a lot of feedback on how they appreciate, our students appreciate these questions and answers. There's a lot of practical information, as a lot of curiosity questions that get answered. Thursday, next Thursday at 7 p.m., we will again have a Zohar class. Are there any questions? I'm going to change the controls back so you will not have to press star 6. Any questions?
No.
I wish you all well. I hope you'll join us at 11 p.m. The energy of the day is very positive, and connecting to the Arizal makes it even more positive. Have a beautiful week, and I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.